Hey, welcome to a podcast for PodAware 2014 about repodding or multipods or whatever you want to call it. And this is Bessie Boo, and I'm here with
X-Man Hater
and Panica. So I just kind of wanted to start off right at the beginning to talk about terminology and a little bit of the history of the terminology of making multiple podfics of a single story. I don't think there really was a name for it until around 2010 when I ran the very first podfic remix challenge. And at the time, the community was called Pod Remix. It was basically a challenge where you would sign up and someone would make a podfic of a story you had already podficked, and you would do the same for someone else. And kind of as we were going through this, it was pointed out that using the term remix kind of implies something slightly different than that. Like maybe taking someone's podfic and actually like remixing the audio in some way. So to try and get away from that and leave the term open for other possibilities, I ran like a poll about what we should name the con to. And repod was one of the terms that came up, but we ended up going with multipodicity just because it sounds more fun. So I've actually seen people out and about calling them repods or multipodicity, which I don't think really works as well as like a title of an action.
Yeah, it's multipodicity is a snappier name for a community, but repod makes sense because it's got its roots in like the idea of like remix.
Yeah, certainly at the time that term was coined, it was very much a deliberate thing when people would make repods. It would be like, okay, I know that there's a podfic that exists of this story already, but I want to podfic it anyways for whatever reason. And so I'm going to consciously repod it. But I find that today, a lot of the times when people are repodding, it's not necessarily consciously done. It's like, maybe an author has blanket permission and two people start recording it at the same time, or someone records it not realizing that there's a podfic that already exists. So repodding kind of, you're right, it kind of incorporates the remix aspect of it, and it's kind of implying a bit of original and then remixed one, or original and secondary, whereas I don't really think when it's not done with that intent that it's maybe the best implication. So I'm wondering if maybe we should start using multipod instead, kind of a thought that I wanted to put out there, where maybe repods can still be the deliberate action, but the overall term people could use would be multipods.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of that because it's very, I think you're right. And I think that you're bang on with that. It's actually really funny because I was just telling Padaka before we started recording this that I was actually just re-listening to the podcast that Padaka and I recorded almost exactly 3 years ago now about this exact topic with Night Tracer. And I didn't have time to listen to the whole thing, but I just re-listened to about probably the first three quarters of it. And it's really, really interesting, listening to that and in noting how far we have come in 3 years, just in terms of like the way that clearly like we're thinking about multiple versions of the same podfic, like as a community and, you know, and also just generally like as standard practice or whatever, like a lot of the time in that podcast from 3 years ago, we spent a good chunk of time discussing like all the worry about like hurt feelings and like, is this even like an okay thing to do? And like, I don't really feel like that's an issue anymore for most people.
I think there are still hurt feelings that are out there, but I think there's also like, to use a personal example, I love repods. I've run comms encouraging multipods and whatnot. And I've done it a couple of times intentionally and not intentionally. Like there's one podfic that I posted that it wasn't until like a month or two after I had posted it that I realized, oh, someone had podfic that like a year ago and I just didn't know that it existed. Or, you know, getting on the hurt feelings situation. Like late last year, there's this story that like really touched me emotionally, and it's actually referred to in my household as the crying podfic because I sobbed through the entire recording of it and then half the editing of it. Like the entire podfic, I was
Wow.
crying as I read it. You can tell that like I was
Right.
emotionally invested in this, and I was almost done editing it, and someone else posted a podfic of it.
Oh, yeah, that would be really, really emotional, I bet.
And so I was like, because like this was so important to me, and like it got me to
Yeah.
finish editing it that night, and I posted it the next day, and I left a comment to the original podficker being like, "Well, I hope you don't mind. I'm podficking this too,"
Yeah.
and then posted it. And like it was Susan Voigt, and she was awesome about it, and we actually had some great conversations about, you know, the differences in our versions. But I think that's the difference that happens now versus 3 years ago. It's a little bit more expected that there's going to be
Yeah, that's.
multipods or repods, and people still can feel hurt or upset about it, but they put on the brave face in
Yeah,
public.
I think that's sort of what I mean is that like the hurt feelings are, I think we have a little more of a social context for like dealing with them now, whereas a lot of the conversation at the time was just a lot of people being like, well, it was a little bit before that time, but it was a lot of us discussing conversations that had happened about, you know, people being like, well, why would you even want to make another version and stuff like that. And I feel like those conversations aren't so much really happening anymore because I think people are kind of,
Or they're not happening as much on
yeah.
the Podficker side. I mean, I run the Podfic Twitter account for those listening, and so I see a lot of conversations about Podfic that the average person wouldn't see because of it. And I'll see like authors talking about that. There's still a lot of assumption, like, and as someone who has done a lot of work with a blanket permission list too, you'll see some people sometimes say, "You can record anything but this one, or talk to me first so I can make sure that someone else isn't working on it or hasn't already done it." So there's still, like, from those a little outside the Podficker circle that feel like there should only be one or don't understand why there'd be more than one. But I think Podfickers overall
Yeah.
feel better about it.
Yeah, it's the assumption that it's just a format switch, I think, which a lot of people aren't either listening to Podfic a lot or involved in making it sort of just assume that once you have one, well, then that's enough. Anyone who wants to listen to it can listen to that one. And it doesn't take into account why you would actually want to make a Podfic in the first place. It's not just so people can listen to the story.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I think the only thing that I thought that I didn't say at the time is when we were talking about hurt feelings and how that's less of an outward concern for people now. You mostly just grin and bear it, even if it does bother you. And I wanted to say that that's actually how I started liking multipods, was forcing myself to grin and bear it. And I did that for a little while, and you know, started thinking about why people podfic and why I podficked and how that all connected. And then, you know, eventually, I'm not sure how long it took, but eventually I woke up and was like, repodding is awesome. Everyone should do it. I want all of my podfics to be podficked multiple times, and it's going to be great. And fandom is amazing. And I'm not quite sure of the middle step there. So once I have it figured out, I will share. Just forcing myself to think about it in a broader context and to put aside my own personal feelings about it did eventually lead to my personal feelings changing. And that was a good result. So I don't know if it's going to work like that for everyone, but.
There's some people that cannot
Yeah.
listen to their own podfics, but they podfic all their favorite stuff. Like, I know Fire Juggler's one of them. She's like, "Please, please have all of my things repotted. I want to listen to podfics of those stories."
Yep.
So, but I also understand, like, you know, when you put so much time and effort into creating something, you do feel kind of protective of it. And, you know, podfic in general doesn't get as much feedback as a lot of other fan arts do, so you can't help but feel like if there's direct competition for that listening of a story, that you might be losing some listeners, which, you know, some cases you will, some cases you won't. I know there have been times that like I have deliberately gone and downloaded a second version just because it's like, ooh, let's hear the different versions. There's this one podfic in a fandom that didn't even have that many podfics. So I listened to this one story a lot. And there were points that I would like, it was like a longer podfic too. It was like maybe 4 hours. And I had parts where it's like, I like these scenes by this listener. And then when that scene was over, I'd switch back to the other one. And like the entire way through, I would just switch between readers because I liked both of their readings for different reasons. And some of them played better on one scene than other. It's kind of cool that you can do that.
It's very cool.
It's also with the feedback thing too. Like I know that it can be a deterrent too if like, depending on like who podfics it or like the feedback that like somebody else receives. Because like I know that one of my most popular podfics, I podficked and released for ITPE 2012. I think it was Heriros who was like, oh, that had been on my list. I was planning on podficking that one. Somebody told me that. I think it was her, but it might have been somebody else. But then mine got wrecked a bunch of places, and a bunch of people like were like, oh my god, this is super awesome, and the second version never showed up anywhere. So, and I kind of assume that like I never went back and talked to whoever it was, but I kind of assumed that they were like, well, I'll just move that down my list since I guess I don't need to like podfic that anymore since that one was really popular. And like, I understand that impulse. Like, I get that.
And, you know, honestly, I think that's probably the bigger thing standing in the way of repods than necessarily the idea of, oh, what if I offend someone with my repod? It's just like, I have a 2-record list a mile long. Yeah. Might as well do something else. Like, because there's a lot of fics that I feel like that urge to podfic. And some of them I feel more strongly than others. And if I, like, in that case of the crying podfic that I mentioned before, even if I hadn't recorded it before, yeah, I think I probably still would have gone through with it because it was that important to me. But I definitely do get the impulse to be like, okay, bottom of my list.
The only time that I think I've ever, like, really strongly wanted to podfic something, like, really, really intensely, and then somebody else was working on it, and they posted it, was actually, and then I felt some disappointment, was actually a podfic that, with you, Kes, it was Ironsides, yeah.
Oh,
it got posted. Copper Badge posted it, and this was a gender swap Tony Stark podfic, and
that was before they had blanket permission. So
we both requested it. I think the day it was posted, or like within 24 hours of it being posted,
right? Because it
was so amazing.
Because it was,
and I read it, and I was literally like, as I was reading it, 4 different people wrecked it to, like, 4 different, like, of my friends on various social networks, like, sent me the link to this fic and were like, have you read this yet? And I was like, I'm reading it right now. Because, like, everybody knew this was, like, the perfect fic for me. And I, like, felt such an intense connection to this fic. And I loved it. And I, like, felt this intense need to podfic it. And I opened up an Audacity file and I started the very beginning of it, but then the problem was that my life got super crazy that summer at work. I had just started my current job at that time, like a couple months before, and my work life was really crazy and everything got crazy, and I didn't have time to podfic it. And Kes is such a crazy fast podficker that she got hers posted in like what was it? It was like
a week?
It was really fast. It was under 2 weeks. It was under 2 weeks.
I had the same reaction to it that you did, in that it was like, I love this story. I have to record it right now. And I think, I'm trying to remember what was going on in my life at that time. Not enough, apparently.
I just remember being like, oh my god, I love this story so intensely, but like, I need to do it right now. But then like, I was working like 10-hour days at work, and I just like, I couldn't do it, and I had to wait, and then she posted hers, and I was just like, oh.
But you should still post yours someday.
No, I know, and the thing is, the problem, like, if I had gotten further in, I probably would have, like, gone back and finished it, and the thing is, I still really love that fic, but part of the problem is that I can't blame her because she finished first, and like, oh, but like, Oh, I'm disappointed that, like, I couldn't finish mine earlier. But, you know, like, life happens, and that's fine. But if I went back and did it now, like, I'm not really in MCU fandom anymore. Probably I still love that fic. I haven't gone back and reread it in a really long time. Probably it would still deeply resonate with me, and I would still podfic it. I made a cover, actually, for it that I really, really like. But if I went back and podficed it now, which I may do someday, but I may never do. Because, like, that for me was kind of, like, that moment for that podfic.
Some of the immediacy is gone.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, if Cass hadn't posted hers, like, less than 2 weeks after I was like, I must do this, like, maybe a month later, I would have gotten my version up. But she posted hers, and it kind of, like, killed some of my momentum, and so, like, I never immediately went back to it when my work calmed down again, and then I never went back to it later. And so now, at this point, we're, like, 2 years out, and I'm still in that fandom, but not in a really strong, like, I'm not really creating transformative works in that fandom much anymore. And if I did podfic it, I'm not sure I would have the really same really intense reaction. I might. It would be interesting. One of the interesting things about that situation, too, is because that was before Copper Badge had Blanket Permission out. So X-Man Hater and I had both emailed them for permission, and so we both got an email back, like, the next day that was like, well, both of you requested permission to podfic this at, like, the same time, and I don't really know what the protocol for that is. And both of us were kind of like, oh yeah, it's fine, like, no worries, like, it's cool, we'll both just do it.
And I appreciate when authors will at least come to you with that.
Yeah.
Recently had a situation where I was sitting on a finished podfic for, like, 3 months, and I kept just sending requests and sending requests and sending requests. And then finally I was like, I'm like, look, if you want to say no, that's fine, but could you please let me know?
Yeah.
Because I just, like, I'm going into the void right now.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, I got them, but someone else asked to podfic that story, and I've been trying to get a hold of them. And I was like, well, if they're okay with it, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, really? Okay, then go ahead. So I could have saved myself, like, 3 months of sitting on it.
Yeah.
Like, had they just told me that up front.
Well, Given that, like, I was very, like, cavalier about the, like, oh yeah, no problem, I'm super excited about this, like, at the time when I sent that email, but in retrospect, knowing, like, what happened and how that played out and how the other version being posted killed a lot of my momentum for creating my version, in retrospect, what I think I maybe should have done was told the author, like, that's cool with me, and then directly emailed X-Man Hater and been like, would you be interested in a simul release? Because,
yeah.
Because, like, my life is really crazy right now, and I really want to finish this, but it might take me, like, a couple of weeks.
There was one more thing that I wanted to talk about, somewhat the urge to repod, because probably the situations that I felt the urge to repod the most are in situations where I've only listened to the podfic. And I think by saying that, a lot of people might make the assumption that it's like, wow, did you love the story but hate the podfic? And sometimes yes, but often no. Like, sometimes I will listen to a podfic and it's just like, it can be beautifully done, it can be mediocre, it can be whatever to my personal taste. The performance doesn't always dictate this, but there'll just be something about it that, like, it's like watching a play and being like, I want to play that part one day. Mm-hmm. And I've never actually followed through on that urge, but there's been a couple that I've listened to where, like, there's this one American Idol podfic. If it wasn't 5 hours long, I swear to God, I would have done it. But I would listen to it so often that I would be, like, mouthing along as I listened to it, because the way they read it was just slightly different than how I would do it. And not, like, again, no judgment on the actual performance given. It's just, like, that little bit different than I would do it.
Yeah.
And hearing and feeling those differences just makes me want to do my own performance of it so much. And I think that's really cool.
I have definitely felt that, like, exact same feeling of, like, I want to play that part one day. Like, I could, like, hear how I would say this, like, and, like,
yeah, that could be some really great results if people were going out and following through on those impulses. Like, I think that could bring about some really great podfic. Yeah, if everyone repods aren't okay or multipods aren't okay, that'll never happen. Which I don't think we're at a situation where they're not okay. We're beyond that point.
I'm pretty glad that I think we've pretty struggling. And it's interesting going back to that original podcast that we did 3 years ago, because I was talking about when I first got into podfic fandom, the first podfic that I wanted to make was a repod. And so I went out and did all this research.
And you've posted it since.
And I've posted it since we recorded that podcast. I talked about it in that podcast and I was like, and now it's in production. And since then I've posted that podfic and it's gotten a really good reception and everything. So
that was a good podfic. I listened to it. Oh, and I've listened to both versions, but
do you guys think that, so for the people who still really feel strongly against having repods or multipods done of stuff that they've podficked, do you think that's going to just change as the culture changes and eventually those people will just either have to keep their mouth shut or will sort of break off? Or do you think there's anything we can actually do to move that along other than what we're already doing, which is talking about it and doing it?
I think that the biggest thing that we could do is help people be dude, it's not because they hate your voice or whatever, you know, it's people have their own personal reasons for repotting and because they want to make their own version of the podfic. And beyond that, if you still feel strongly about it, I don't know, I'm not the best person to be diplomatic about this. I'm basically at a point where I'm either you attempt to understand that or deal with it and go fuck yourself.
I think if you're someone who really feels that way, you're going to be in a difficult situation. If you want to put up some sort of statement saying you're not okay with repods, I think a lot of people would respect that, or they would listen to it even if they don't respect it. But you would also have to do a lot of things to protect yourself, don't podfic blanket permission authors, because a lot of people, once they see there's blanket permission, they're not going to do any further research to even know that there's a podfic already existing. And to get beyond whether people will continue, I think people will always slightly feel jealousy. That's an inherent definitely part of being in a creative.
But that's different from, I think, what you're talking about, which is a very I am strongly feel if anybody ever creates a version of my podfic that I have already made, my feelings will be very hurt. Right.
I think a lot of it does come down to jealousy, and you have that in other fan works as well. I have a friend who was saying that she felt she couldn't write an amnesia fic because someone had already written an amnesia fic in her fandom for her pairing and would be stepping on their toes. And it's are you fucking kidding me? That's a staple trope.
That happened to me too. When I wrote a roller derby AU for a particular pairing in hockey fandom, and someone messaged me and was like, so I have one of these in the works. Do you mind if I keep writing it and posted it? Well, of course I was of course, you should write yours. You don't need to check with me first, but that it's really interesting to me that somebody would actually even think of doing that, because for a trope or a particular AU, we don't own those. Those are part of fandom. Everybody can use them.
I think the thing is, though, on the writing side of it too, is there's that understanding, and this is exactly what's going to happen in podfic, that if you do something, especially if there's only the two of them or a very you can list all of them, you're always going to be compared to the other. I remember talking to Faye J about how she would get really annoyed how everyone was always comparing the student prince to Drastically Redefining Protocol because they were the only two modern day Arthur's the Prince of Wales fix for a long time. And she was they're completely different stories. And
they are,
but the premise is the same. And it's a fairly rare premise at the moment. And so you're going to get those comparisons, whether it's deserved or not. And I think that's what's going to happen with multipods, whether it's deserved or not, whether it makes sense or not, there's always going to be that understanding that with multipods, there's a good chance you're going to be compared. And that can bring about some insecurity, but I don't think it's something that you should, one, have to ask permission for, or even respect someone's wishes on it. If the author's okay with it, I don't think you necessarily have to, like, if a pod figure had put out a please don't repod my works, I don't feel like another pod figure would be
required
yeah, to. It would be a courtesy, not a requirement.
I would say personally, if I felt I really strongly wanted to, like, repod something, and, like, the author had blanket permission up, and the person who had created the previous podfic had, like, explicitly said, like, I do not want people creating repods of my work, I would basically just be like, sucks to be you, buddy, and create it if I really felt I wanted to create that repod.
Yeah.
I would not feel like an obligation to them to...
It's also about, it's like the work, right? Like, you're not really repodding their podfic. That's why I think, Lindsay, you're probably right about changing that terminology.
Yeah.
You're not doing something with their podfic or because of their podfic necessarily. You're doing something for the story because you want to. And whether or not, like, some of your impetus is based on the other podfic is kind of beside the point.
Yeah. And it ends up putting the author in an awkward situation too. If you've got a podficker running crying to them being like, but you said I could podfic this, how could you let someone else? Like, that's a really awkward situation that I don't think any podficker should be doing to an author.
No.
Yeah, no, that
for sure. Well, but you know, the other thing is that, like, if you post something on the internet, it's going to be compared to other things. You know, like, there's a more direct and immediate connection between two podfics of the same fic. So I totally understand that it's a little bit trickier there, but.
Yeah, but, like, people compare, like, oh, look, you've done a lot of podfic for this pairing, and this person has also done a lot of podfic for this pairing. Like, it should just need to compare the way that you, like, do their respective, like, dialogue and stuff. And, like,
exactly.
You know,
and like, that's, like, inevitable. That's how we talk about things. And I think that's also the part of the larger fandom culture of constructive criticism, or whether or not you're talking about something to the creator versus talking about it with other people who are consuming it, where you may be more critical. And I don't think we've gotten a great way of separating those two things yet as authors or as creators. And it's hard. There's no like, oh, I'm totally fine with every crappy thing anyone ever says about something I make. Like, that's not going to happen. We're humans.
Yeah, it's a great soundbite. It's not necessarily how you feel when your hands are away from the keyboard, or even when they are on the keyboard.
Exactly.
Like, podfickers rarely have the opportunity to create in a vacuum. Like, an author can get away with it a lot more than a podficker can, unless you're someone who can podfic on the fly or only ever podfics their own works. Like, you're going to have to at least include one other fan in this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes more. Like, you get a cover artist involved, or you get a fan mixer involved, or whatever. It can include a lot of different people. And that, I think, is an awesome aspect of podfic, but it can also make it a little more awkward. Like, I wonder how much, like, with repodding, too, if you repod something that by someone you know. Because, like, podfic fandom can be kind of close-knit. It's not across the board close-knit, but there's certainly pockets of it that are pretty close-knit. And, like, I went and repotted, or multipotted is the better term here, a Bandom fic, like, 2 years ago? A year ago? I don't even remember. And it turned out that someone that I followed on Twitter and who I liked had already podficked it, and I just didn't know. And we're not so close that I doubt she was sitting there going, like, how could you not know every podfic I did? But, you know, it might seem a little weird to see me being so clueless of the fact that she had done a podfic of it already. And I don't know if she might have gotten extra implications of that, the fact that we knew each other, that I went and podficked it on my own without talking to her about it.
I don't really, like, unless somebody just literally, like, posted a podfic in, like, the last, like, couple weeks of something that I'm repodding, I don't feel a great need to, like, inform the other podficker. Because, like, I mean, certainly in the case of, like, the Chicago's Most Wanted one, like, I was posting my repod, like, something like 4 years after Zabira had posted her original one. Like, that's, like, a huge amount of time. Like, you know.
And certainly at that point, beyond the initial, like, does this mean they hated my podfic? A lot of the, like, weird feelings people get around it is kind of based on jealousy of feedback of, like, is this version going to become more famous than mine? Is this one going to get more feedback than mine? Or whatever. Are people going to think that theirs is the better version?
Yeah.
And I think when you have that big of a time difference between it, the thought that you'll lose out on feedback is probably going to be the opposite.
Right.
If it's anything, like, people will be like, oh, hey, I just listened to this one version, wanted to hear the other version, that people discover the original podfic as opposed to.
At that point, your fan work is four years old, so it might as well be buried in a basement somewhere.
I think the idea that you're fighting for feedback is also something of a fallacy. Like,
oh, definitely.
People are going to give feedback if they're going to give feedback. Having a kudos option doesn't make me more likely or less likely to leave a comment. Having listened to a different version of the podfic makes no difference in how I'm going to react to a new version. So, I mean, I'm sure that's not the same for everybody, but it's not a zero-sum game.
And I know there's totally some podfics where it's like, I have two versions of it. This is the one I prefer. This is the one that I listen to more often. But I mean, I generally at least give them both a shot. And, you know, there's a lot of them that I switch back and forth on that I don't have a preference. Or like that one that I talked about where, and I certainly wouldn't leave a comment to them being like, hey, guess what? I like the other version better.
Nobody's going to.
Like, I mean, like I said, like, Kes posted her version of Ironsides. I like had that moment of like, oh, but like, I don't begrudge her doing that or anything like that. Like, I just like had my own personal moment of like, oh, but then like, I got over it and I moved on.
And I think that's the biggest reaction that I want to get out there. And I can't police what other podficers do, clearly. Otherwise, podfic fandom would be very different. I do my best to police, to influence. There we go. To influence. But I can't police. When you see shit like that happening, I could see authors being like, I just don't want to deal with this. And back out on a possibility. Or, you know, it makes authors feel like they have to play that policing force. Or say no to a podfic on behalf of another podficker who might not want that protection. And never mind the amount of people that ask for permission and then never follow through. I mean, as someone who primarily only asks after I've podficked and I'm basically ready to post, I have asked for things and failed out on finishing. So the average podficker, I'm sure, does it more.
Yeah, I have definitely done it.
And I would and that's part of the reason why I wait till after to ask, because I, like, at the time that I came up with that choice, I would have been horrified if an author had said no to someone else because I had already asked, and especially if I then didn't follow through. Like, actually, Revolutionary Joe, she did a podfic of Drastically Redefining Protocol and sat on it for like a year. Mm-hmm. Because someone else had asked and then didn't post. And so she was told no when she asked and she sat on it. And then a year later, she's like, can like we talk about this again? And they spoke to the other podficker and they're like, yeah, go ahead, post your version. And I don't think that other podficker ever posted their other version because it wasn't Lunchy and she's the only one who's done another version.
It's like that has definitely happened before. And I think that that's not the first time that has happened either.
I've never been told no when I ask. *. But I don't think that would be enjoyable. And I've seen people's reaction to getting no's. And, you know, it's not fun. And I'd like to avoid that as much as possible. So having, like, so many issues around multipods, it's only going to increase the amount of no's that we get. So I'd like it to be as clear and open and easy as possible.